Coming up next, my very special guests, Grupo Falso Baiano. In a moment, they'll be performing at Studio A live performance. Stay with us. Grupo Falso Baiano, how is everybody doing?
Good.
We're good.
Nice. Excellent. Nice to have you here. Brand new CD and lots of great tunes. This one is wonderful, isn't it? Viajando pelo Brasil, Hermeto Pascoal's composition. That's a very progressive Brazilian music, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Amy, introduce the members of Grupo Falso Baiano for us.
I would be happy to. We have Jesse Appleman, who plays mandolin. Zach Pitt-Smith, our reeds man, playing a variety of instruments. Brian Moran on seven-string guitar. And myself on percussion.
So no Brazilians, huh?
No, somos os falsos.
Somos falsos.
Fake but baianos.
Fake baianos, but true in the heart.
I can tell. And the name of the group, Falso Baiano, the Bahia, né? The Bahia of Salvador, Bahia, and you are all from the Bahia of San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Up north.
That's right. But it also, you know, it makes reference to one of the most famous songs, the samba tunes by Geraldo Pereira,
sure, yeah.
A Falso Baiano.
Of course.
And, you know, the whole idea of getting in the roda, getting in the jam session and doing something that we all appreciate.
Absolutely. How did you get into choro and these styles of Brazilian music? Is very challenging, isn't it? For all of us, Brazilians, non-Brazilians, whatever. It's a challenging type of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about this. How did you get into it?
Well, I think we all came to the music in slightly different ways. I'm a mandolin player, and, you know, it was through the instrument. It was through hearing the music of Jacob do Bandolim,
right,
the great Brazilian composer and mandolin player.
Yeah.
So I heard that, and, you know, I've been playing bluegrass my whole life, and I thought, wow, what a great, you know, new role for this instrument that I wasn't aware of. So that was how I first came at it.
Incredible. What about Amy? You've been playing percussion. You went to Brazil and always searching for music. What about you?
Yeah, the first time I went to Brazil was in 99, and I kind of got into a lot of different kinds of music. But choro was something I got into when I was doing some work at CalArts. And there was a Brazilian there named Chara Aronovich who introduced me to my very first choro. So he kind of created a trio and for a couple years kind of introduced me to the music.
What about, what's your perspective, your understanding of choro? When you listen to choro here, what is it that attracts musicians to it? What do you think? Any of you can answer that.
You mean when we hear choro being played live?
Yeah, what is attractive about choro? What is it that led you to it?
I would jump in and say it's a lot about the collective and the collective improvisation. I think I myself grew up, you know, playing a lot of jazz.
Right.
And they're really, at least historically speaking, there's a lot of hard and fast rules about the accompaniment section and then the soloist. And I think that in choro, those lines are a little bit hazier about how you're playing counterpoint. And certainly the rhythms are really infectious.
It is. And the choro as jazz, you have to always be playing together informally and improvising and modulating and doing all those very nice things. It's very important to be together, playing all the time. When you go to Brazil, you see this roda de choros and everybody just jumps in and start playing and joining in.
Absolutely.
And that's how you evolve in the choro, right? The language.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a prime example right there. If you were listening closely to hear Brian Moran's tasty seventh string, really accompaniment, and that's something that you don't really, you know, people talk about it as the Dixieland of Brazil. It's, you know, these two things really grew up simultaneously, but with different rhythms.
But it is sad that the choro appeared in Brazil before jazz in U.S. It was like in the 1800s, but early on, and then evolved by the end of the 1800s. Choro was very popular in Rio de Janeiro, and then you have all those great composers, you know, but Ernesto Nazaré, Chiquinha Gonzaga, and then Pixinguinha, right? So we're going to have some live music, and are you guys ready for that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So let's go to Studio A and have like a whole set of you. And before you go, when do you perform here in Los Angeles?
We'll be performing Sunday. We have two shows. Sunday morning, we're doing a brunch at Red, White, and Blues in Pasadena.
Yeah.
It's on Raymond and Green. And then that afternoon, we're doing a nice matinee at the Coffee Gallery in Altadena on Lake Street.
Fantastic. What is the Grupo Falso Baiano's site?
We are www.falsobaiano.com. That's FalsoBaiano.com. And we also have MySpace.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to Studio A now.